when we look at the entire concept of this technology, the concept applies to how people transact business, ranging from the invention of digital money up to double entry bookkeeping. You know, auditors, because of taxation purpose, they require to make a double entry system of bookkeeping. Entry from one book to another book, liability to asset, etc., etc. It is known as double entry bookkeeping, which the auditors are required to maintain as far as the taxation matters are concerned. And this is the concept which uses fintech technology. It also applies to new processes, products, or business models. Business models may change. It can be applied. Fintech can be applied in any financial service industry. Artificial intelligence, blockchain, cloud, and big data. These are the four A, B, C, D. That is the four areas of fintech. You can easily say it's as easy as A, B, C, D. Artificial intelligence, blockchain, cloud computing, and big data. These are the keys which you are using day in and day out for your financial transactions. And that is where the use of smartphones for mobile banking, investing, and borrowing services. These are all examples of technologies designed to make financial services more accessible to the general public. Borrow from the bank, lend, transfer money, use any form of financial transactions with your bank or with the general public also. These are all accessed through your smartphones, which you have with you. And that is where today India has got the maximum smartphone users throughout the world. And this also includes the development and use of cryptocurrencies such as bitcoins. Yes, there are people using cryptocurrencies, transferring bitcoins by using the same fintech technology. But here, the central government authority, banking authority, cannot enter the picture. Here, it is entry is only from peer to peer, one computer to another computer, one person to another computer connected by that crypto hash of a cryptocurrency. And this connection cannot be touched by any legal entity of the government, any legal arm of the government. And that is where government says that these types of transactions are used for all illegal activities. When we look at the various applications of fintech, today all businesses rely upon fintech for payment, processing, e-commerce transactions, and also accounting. Your distributed ledger accounting system is being used by all businesses, by all banks today. It has assisted the government efforts like the payroll protection program. Today, the government, any government you look in any country, has got the maximum number of employees within that government. And when they want to physically distribute the salaries, it sometimes becomes a headache for them. But by using this fintech technology, they have created a payroll protection program due to which, just by clicking one particular button, the salaries of all the staff is put into the respective banks of each staff member, maybe in thousands and lakhs of persons. That is the beauty of this fintech application. And that is why today more and more businesses are turning to fintech to accept contactless payments. Now, why contactless payments? Because number one, you don't have to go to collect your payment. You don't have to go to the bank to encash your check. That is done only during banking hours. But no, it's a contactless payment where the technology allows usage 24/7, 365. And that is where the business people are turning more and more into this particular payment system. Even banks, they are using fintech for back-end processes. That means all the activities which the bank performs in their background, not front office operations. Front office means contact with the clients of the banks, but background, they have got to maintain a certain method of a procedure for adjustion and storing the data, etc. Monitoring of accounts activity and consumer facing solutions, like the app that you use to check your account balance. I think I would not be surprised if I see that all of you are having your smartphone and there you have got an app which monitors your bank account. You have all taken the app which are created by the respective banks and use it any time to check your account balance and your movement of your transactions in the bank. Of course, individuals use fintech to access many bank services. Yes, you know it. Including paying for purchases with a smartphone and receiving investment advice on their home computers. Today, banks do not post you mails and correspondence that you invest here, you invest there. They just send you a message on your computer giving you advice as far as your investments are concerned. All of you have got a home computer or a laptop which you are using day in and day out. You get this advice anytime, anywhere. And you can operate also anytime, anywhere. This fintech technology also helps to expedite processes that once took days, weeks, or even months to complete. I recollect, if we go back to 20 years back, you want to make an application for a loan from a bank, the processing of that application used to take maybe a month or so because the document has got to move from one table to another table in the same bank or to their zonal office or to their other zonal office or their headquarters for the getting the sanctions. But today those processes have been expedited by this fintech. Consumers, business and financial services firms are increasingly turning to imaginative combinations of software, hardware, and data storage. You look at the imaginative behavior which you have created. Bill payments. Take the example of bill payments that you do. When you are on a holiday, you have got a holiday, Sunday, one day off. You want to rest, relax. The first headache that you've got, end of the month, I've got to look at the bills that I've got to pay. That becomes a headache. So you'll take out the hard copies of the bills, go through the bills, make out a check for one bill, make out a check for another bill. And then tell your assistant or tell your staff or tell somebody to go and deposit this check with that particular authority where you have got to make the payment. All that is past, gone. Whatever bills you receive, you get it via your computer system. You transfer it to your smartphone. And all the bills are transferred, stored in your smartphone. The day you want to make payment, open the bill, which is stored over there by using the bank app. Make a few clicking, clicking, clicking. Money is transferred to the authority where you want to pay the bill. Simultaneously, you can make 10 payments of 10 bills. That is the ease with which you are working today. Because they create and deliver both new and traditional financial products and services. There are many such applications which you are creating without even realizing that you have created a new financial transaction method. You have created a new product as far as your financial transactions are concerned. New technologies like artificial intelligence, predictive behavioral analytics, and data-driven marketing will take the guesswork habit out of the financial decisions. Any financial decisions which you were taking before for investing and getting returns, it was all on a guesswork basis. Excuse me. Today, the guesswork is totally out because you have got facts and figures there before you to make a proper decision, on the spot decision. And FinTech also adapts to automated customer service technology, utilizing chatbots and artificial intelligence interfaces to assist customers with their tasks, and also keep down staffing cost as far as the banks are concerned. Though banks have become more interactive with their consumers, but they have also reduced their staff. Why? Because all the activities are automatically performed by using this FinTech technology, applications, softwares and hardwares built into the banking system. Staffing is reduced, though services have increased. Now, look at the digital transactions. What are digital transactions? I know, you know about it. I need not describe it to you. But let us get into the intricacies of understanding the background of a digital transaction. I know you are doing it day in and day out. A digital transaction is a seamless system of transactions, different types of transactions, effected without the need of cash. Cash is out. Yes, you are doing all digital transactions today. And it converts a traditional cash operational society to a cashless one. Do you know that IMF has predicted one day there will be no cash in circulation at all? That's a futuristic prediction which has come. Of course, as of today, you cannot look at cash being done away with. Certain stages, certain places, people are still using, they have got to use the cash. But financial institutions have to increase the number of digitized services and offerings in the use of automated services. Yes, all the financial institutions, including banks and any other institutions employing finances, even businesses are financial institutions, yes. They have got to increase their number of digitized services. And there they can do it by implementing technology in the financial industry. This is a necessity for survival of the business as customers seek lower cost alternatives. Transaction costs are being lowered because of this digital transaction method. Time costs, money costs are being saved. Of course, fintech companies, startups have led the revolution in transforming the financial sector by digitizing the end client's transactional ecosystem. The entire system has been changed by these fintech companies who have created softwares, hardwares, and revolutionized the financial sector. Digital transactions can be anything from paying goods at a store to transferring money online or making investment trades, anything. They are all part and parcel of digital transactions. And the debit card issued creates cards which have a magnetic stripe that stores information digitally. When you stripe the magnetic stripe against a payment processor, your ATM machine is a payment processor. The transaction information is transferred to the payment processor. That means the bank who is the payment processor, or the business also who is the payment processor. Who forwards it to the bank for approval? The card operator is a different entity than the bank. The operator will process the swipe card and transfer the information to the bank for approval. It is only after the bank confirms that funds are available in the account to complete the purchase, they authorize the transaction. Look at the process. You have your card, put it into the ATM machine. That information goes through the machine to the operator of the credit card, who will forward it to the bank. Bank will check the details. It will also check whether the money is available for this particular transactions. And if it is available, they will authorize. That authority will be related back to the operator, and operator will send it back to the ATM machine, and then that machine will make payment to you. How many seconds have you used in getting your money from the ATM system? hardly 10 to 30 seconds. 10 to 30 seconds, look at the background messaging system moving everywhere. This is the beauty of the digital transaction. Information relayed to the POS machine, point of service machine, as an authorized transaction, and exact amount of the transaction is debited from the checking amount. Checking account is also debited. Not only money given to you, but bank's account system also has debited that money in that account. Simultaneously, different operations have been performed. Digital transactions can also be defined as online or automated transactions that take place between people and organizations without the use of paper. Have you used the paper? No. You have not used the paper to withdraw your money. It is only when you have withdrawn from the ATM that paper is used because you want to take cash from there. But if you don't want to take the cash, you use the system to make payment without the cash operations. And of course, these transactions show that technological adaptation gives benefits for the costs for businesses, financial institutions, and end users. It is giving benefits to all these entities. Now you will say, how is it giving a benefit to you? You want to purchase something, you want cash for that purchases. What you have to do, you first have to take out your checkbook, take the checkbook, go to the bank. From the bank, withdraw the money, and then go to the point where you want to purchase. Look at the physical movement that you were required to go previously. Today, no, none of those physical movements are required to take place. Go to the purchasing point, swipe your card, make payment. No going to the bank. Automatically, the bank transactions will follow you wherever you go. Online transactions and cryptocurrencies are disrupting the entire regime where physical presence and credit cards are required for transactions. There is a disturbance from cryptocurrencies, yes. Both are digital transactions. Crypto and online transactions, both are digital transactions. The e-commerce portal that has provided a means by which buyers and sellers can engage in digital transactions. That is the e-commerce system infrastructure has been set in place. These, of course, constitute digital transactions that may eventually get disruptive by new inventions over the years. Maybe after some years, this type of digital transactions may have new inventions and this transaction may be disrupted. Who knows what is going to happen with the advancement of AI and crypto more and more in transactions. Here, banking industry, you look at banking industry. I would say that there are two types of industries which have benefited the most out of artificial intelligence and blockchain technology using fintech. One is the banking industry, another is the audit sector. Auditors who audit your books of account for taxation purposes. Banks can realize new opportunities and benefits through moving to digital transactions. They are adopting new ways to approach you. giving you newer types of services, digitized services. And banks can increase their fee and income by going digital. You know, they are charging conveyance fees, etc., etc., for gateway performances, and can extend their value propositions to existing customers. Gateway services, they recover certain fees known as conveyance fees. So their actual customers, they are not charging anything, and their expenses also for giving these type of digital service to the customer, their expenses are also reduced. Banks are now using DocuSign solutions to help them go digital. DocuSign solutions for banking and lending, they offer the following services which I'm going to list out. You are doing it day in and day out. Yes, that is all via DocuSign services which have been adopted by the various banks. One, mobile access to documents. Sign any document anywhere, anytime, from any device to accelerate transaction time. You want to open a new bank account? You are required to go to the bank, take a form, fill up the form, fill up signature methodology, etc., etc., countersigned by the respective officer of the bank, and then give that, it is approved, they give you a checkbook, etc., etc., etc. Today, you don't have to do all that. A bank officer will come to your house, take all your KYC details sitting at your home, and through his smartphone, he will verify the documents, and by taking your photo, by taking your thumbprint, etc., etc., their DocuSign method will get your signature also in the documents. That is the mobile access to documents. Simplified processes for opening accounts and approving loans. Banks are using this DocuSign even for approving the loans. Compatibility with the applications that banks and customers already use. Any activity that is being performed, background is always the DocuSign solution as far as banks are concerned. Why? Because they have a security and compliance method, a controlled signing process, full audit trail, easy signer verification, and secure information. You name any transaction that you perform. You are using MPIN and TPIN method, getting OTP from the bank. These are all the security compliance methods adopted by the bank due to this DocuSign. When we look at the different forms of digital payment services available, we have got to first look at what is a digital payment. A digital payment are technically defined as any payment made using a digital instrument. It is using an instrument, no paper trail, no paper, no physical movement. It is only instruments being used, and those instruments which are digitized instruments. In digital payment, the payer and the payee both use electronic modes to send and receive money. You will use an electronic mode. Your bank will also use their electronic mode. That is the background computer system, blockchain technology, fintech technology, which is embedded in their accounting system. The entire technology is recorded digitally when the business actually spends or receives money. No writing with a pen or ball pen on any paper. It is digitally written, recorded at all required destinations, sections, situations, etc. Digital payments have emerged as a very important tool for advancing financial inclusion because it lowers the cost of providing financial services to you and the bank both. You are using only a particular instrument which you already have in your hands, not only for a single transaction but for multiple transactions which you are performing day in and day out. You have one instrument in your hand. And this increases the safety and convenience of using savings, payments, and insurance products received through formal payment channels. The transactions are formally moved from one digital instrument of one bank to another digital instrument of another bank when you make any transaction. These are all different forms of digital payments. With this type of digital payment, the economy can benefit from the outcome. Immense benefit. Tremendous benefit that you can get. And economy as a whole is benefited. These will include cost savings through increased efficiency and speed. Look at the situation over here. Number one, there is a cost saving. Number two, there is increased efficiency. Number three, there is increased speed also. Transparency and security. By increasing accountability and tracking, reducing corruption and theft as a result. This is all security methods being embedded into the system. Financial inclusion by advancing access to a range of financial services, including savings account and insurance products. And of course, above all, women have benefited to the largest extent because of this digital payment methodology. You know, traditionally we have been that women are women who will always confine themselves to the four walls of their houses. Okay, but today that's not the situation. They move around anywhere, any place that they want to move around. But they perform the maximum type of functions as far as digital payments are concerned. Yes, gentlemen are used to generate the income, and women use to spend that income. And today they can do it faster and more efficiently also. Why? Because women's economic participants, by giving women more control over their financial lives and improving economic opportunities for the woman especially. there is a total inclusive growth through building the institutions that form the bedrock of an economy and the effect of cost savings, increased transparencies, financial inclusions, and greater economic participation. Why? Because digital system has made financial transactions more fast, and that is where there is a greater economic participation in the financial systems, especially as far as women are concerned. Today, you go to any bank, you'll find more women than gents also in that bank. Why? Because they have become efficient in this type of digital payments and financial transactions. You also look at digital banking. Thank you.